Grace, mercy, and peace to you, the baptized, from God our Father, from Him who lives and reigns, Jesus our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, dear friends. Jesus says, to one He gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Thus far our text. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, how does it go? Here I stand. Here I stand. Remember, my last church gave me a special pair of socks to wear on this day. He bought them in Wittenberg 2 months ago. And the socks say, here I stand. All the way from Wittenberg. So here I stand, dear friends of Christ. First Sunday sermon. First Lutheran Church. First Sunday sermon. I said to myself, what in the world am I possibly going to say? So many options. What am I going to say? What should I preach about? Pressure's on. And then it occurred to me what it should be. Yeah. There's this fella, this guy, named Jesus. Jesus Christ. And you need to know who he is. Jesus Christ. His first name, dear friends of Christ, means the Lord saves. It comes from the Old Testament, Yeshua, and the New Testament, Jesus. And his second name, a title actually, comes from the Old Testament, Mashiach. The New Testament, Messiah, Christos in the Greek. That's what I want to tell you about this fellow, this guy named Jesus Christ. He is the anointed one who has come to save the world, who has come to save us all. In fact, he came from heaven above, from the right hand of the throne of God. Amazing. In fact, he is God himself. And he came to this world to be man, both God and both man, two natures, human and divine. And in his human nature, he did incredible things. He kept holy law for those who couldn't keep it. And he died a holy death for those who couldn't die it and atone for themselves. And through those two things, dear friends, he accomplished the most amazing things. He made atonement for the sins of every human being that ever lived in this world, your sins and mine. He paid for them all. He atoned for them all. Every last one of them. He justified the people. Indeed, before the judgment seat of God, and because of all of those things that he has done, the Father upon his sapphire throne, he looks down upon us and he says, I declare you innocent in my sight. You are my holy ones. You are blameless. You are shameless. You are now my children, and I open heaven to you. And I can't wait to spend eternity with you, all because of my Son. I've come over 1,500 miles. I've given up everything that I've known. Become very uncomfortable in a foreign land. To come and tell you, dear friends of Christ, about this one named Jesus the Christ. Which leads me to ask, what are you going to change? Anything? Friends of Christ, will it be business as usual? But you see, that's what our text is about. It's about the now what. Friends, it's about the now what. Now that you have been justified in the blood of the Lamb, declared innocent in the sight of God, now what, dear friends? What comes next? What follows? One option is to go back home and say, "That's nice. Honey, where are my golf clubs? Where are my hiking boots? Where's my camera? Where are my ATVs? Where's my fishing rod? Where's my hunting rifle? Where, honey, is all my stuff? My skis. Is that what's next?" You see, that's where I come from, dear friends of Christ. A land called Colorado, big mountains. Born and raised among the peaks, yes indeed. And the people there, let me tell you, dear friends, the people are good at playing. They are good at playing. In fact, they're labeled as the healthiest people in any state of the union. Oh, healthy, healthy, healthy. Hiking, biking, fishing, hunting, camping, running here, running there, ATVs, everything. Oh no, friends, I'm not saying that the Lord doesn't allow us wonderful moments in life and fun. Yes, He does. He's a God of grace and mercy, a God of rest and joy. Go have fun. But friends of Christ, that's not what's next in the text. Indeed, not at all. What follows justification? Yes, what follows is our sanctification. Lest we forget, there's a kingdom to build. There's gifts to use. There's things to do to raise it up. A holy life in Christ used to the glory of God. And so Jesus says today that God the Father has given to all talents, abilities and gifts to use in the building up of the kingdom. To some He's given 5. To some He's given 2. To another He's given 1. According to His will, according to His ways, according to His wisdom, according to His building, He assigns the gifts and gives the gifts. But notice, He never said, "To some I have given none." Not in the text. You're the one that gets to go home and sit and applaud everyone else as they work their tails off. It's not in the text, dear friends. God has given, He says today, talents to each of His children, abilities to each of His children to build up the kingdom of God. And St. Paul, he concurs. St. Paul, he concurs, to each a manifestation of the Spirit has been given for the common good. We are the builders of the kingdom, indeed. By the power of God and the Spirit, might of His Spirit, we are the builders of the kingdom, filled with talents and gifts. And friends, that's the first thing that I noticed when I came to First Lutheran Church of where? Knoxville, Tennessee? Lord, what in the world am I doing here? I never would have guessed. The first thing I noticed is the talent, the skills, the ability, the knowledge. The church is filled with these kinds of things. What an amazing group of people, Father, You have created by Your grace, filled with so many gifts and skills and talents and abilities. The question is, will they use them? Will they use them or will they bury them? Will they use them or will they bury them? I knew 3 people once. 3 people who did just that. They buried them. Oh, friends of Christ, these 3 people were the most golden singers that I've ever known. They were the most golden singers that I have ever known. The Lord God above gave them golden vocal cords to sing the praises of the Lord in the assembly of the righteous. Golden vocal cords. In fact, their voices, dear friends of Christ, their voices were so beautiful that when they sang, the angels in heaven were jealous. And I'm sure they were debating whether to let them in their club. Their voices were amazing. And when they sang in the choir, oh my, the congregation melted at their voices. Well, actually, no. Because he didn't sing in the choir. Didn't share those voices with the assembly of the righteous. And the reason why was because there was this really soft, comfortable thing in their lives. It's called a bed. Soft pillows and soft blankets, and they rolled in them. And they couldn't get out of it. They couldn't get out of it on the Lord's day. God has justified his people, and I can't get out of bed. But friends, I know someone who did. I know someone who got out of his bed. His name is Jesus Christ, and that's why I'm here. His name is Jesus Christ. And on the third day, oh blessed sign of Jonah, he got out of his bed. He got out of his bed. And there was a mighty rising, a rising that was so mighty that it sent shivers through the ranks of hell. It sent shivers through Satan himself. And through that mighty rising, he destroyed the grave. And he destroyed sin. He destroyed death. Last enemy to be conquered is death. Jesus rose. But they couldn't. And they didn't. They took their golden voices and they buried them in the dirt. And Jesus was saying, why did I give them these gifts? They're not going to use them. Oh, what a challenge, dear friends, the using of our gifts. Friends of Christ, we have to ask, does not the salvation of the Lord burn in your hearts? Does not the salvation of the Lord burn in your hearts? Does not his grace stir your soul? Does not his justifying declarations give joy to your mind? Does not his spirit, dear friends, stir our entire beings? Indeed, they do. For God has saved us by grace, and he will never, never run out of his grace. And so, yes, the reaction to grace. Lord, I have something to share with you. I've noticed, and this is what our reaction should be, I've noticed that, yes, I'm good with the elderly. Maybe I can help the elders, the pastor, even dare to make some calls. I noticed that I tend to be really pretty good with the children. Maybe I can teach, of all things, Sunday school and lead the little lambs to the waiting arms of the Savior. Let the little children come to me. I've noticed that, yeah, good with technology. Oh, thank you, Lord, for a couple that are. Maybe I can keep the computers running. Maybe I can keep the wires connected for everyone else around us. I've noticed I'm good at witnessing. I can tell others around me about that man on the cross. I've noticed that I'm good at encouraging. Maybe I can bring some joy to those living in darkness around me. Oh, the skills, dear friends, the blessings, the gifts. They're many. It's endless. It's as endless as the grace of God. To some he has given 5. To some he has given 2. To some he has given 1. Do you know what your gift is? Do you know where it fits into the kingdom of God and into the service of his church? This past week, someone with brass polishing skills polished the brass for a new day. For a new army. For saints alive in Jesus. For the glorification of God. For the praise of his name. a time to polish up the brass of your talents, dear friends. Rediscover them, the gifts that God has given you, and hold them out for the building of His kingdom. For soon you see, and the church here, soon you see, the heavens will rend. They'll open wide, they'll tear open, and we'll hear the trumpets, and the lightning will flash from east to west, and the Lord will arrive with angel armies. And He will find us busy in His kingdom, using the talents He has given. Let it be so. Let it be so as we begin. In the name of Jesus, who we proclaim, the Christ, the one through whom we are justified. In the name of Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in Him who lives and reigns, our Savior Jesus, the Christ. Amen.